It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
New Jersey police chased down a pig named Albert Einswine.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Before we get to your news, Kevin, I want to make sure I give a full pitch here to our classroom pledge. If you are a teacher or you're pretty good, you've brown nosed the teacher and you think that you could convince them to send us the classroom pledge, we would love it. Obviously, we do one every week. Each classroom gets a full week of acknowledgement here doing the pledge on the Jay and Kevin show. So what you need to
it's very cool.
Yeah, you just simply record the pledge on your phone, because I did have somebody ask me. Message me, actually, and just say, I don't know how to record it. And I'm like, yeah, just phone is good enough. Because they were thinking, you know, they had to go, do I go to the AV and get a microphone? No. The phone is great. So you just record it on your phone and then send it to pledge@jandkevin.com. So the classroom pledge. And then we will assign you a week. And then, Steve, you tell the classroom of what week they will be?
I do.
Featured? Okay, mm-hmm. Very, very good. So this week here is, I just want to make sure I give a full plug here. This one is Mrs. Sage's fifth grade class at Selkirk Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I did have someone else ask me, well, we didn't do a perfect rendition on the one we recorded. I'm like, well, they're kids doing the pledge, so you're fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, the day that
it's perfect that the kids are doing it.
Yeah, the day we require the perfect pledge is the day we do a perfect show. So I think you're probably good with that.
And I do have to say,
yeah, you know what it's leading into?
I mean, fair enough, you know?
Oh, man. I do have to say, I don't think we've had a bad pledge. I think
no,
they've
not
all
at all.
Great.
Yeah, I agree, Steve. Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, Kev, anyway, back to you now.
There was that one kid.
Okay. Okay. I don't think we're doing that.
Jokes. All right. Netflix, heard of him?
I've read a story about him once or twice.
Netflix, very popular.
Very nice.
The popular online streamer has released a promo. And I hope you're ready for it.
Okay.
I'm obligated to do this news story because it includes a person that I'm obligated to do stories about.
Oh.
Halle Berry.
It was a short clip posted to social media showing Lindsay Lohan talking on the phone.
Oh, no, not a follow-up to the Christmas movie.
To which she says, I got to call you back. I think I have another trick-or-treater.
Oh.
Instead, when she opens the door, she finds, what do you think?
A career.
Not funny.
What is your obsession with Lindsay Lohan anyway?
Fair question.
Well, a long time ago, I said, I think Lindsay Lohan's actually a good actress. I mean, this is a long time ago, before she had any trouble, anything. And I said, I think she will win an Academy Award someday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And so I have just been rooting for her all this time to win an Academy Award. She's got a ways to go.
I know. I can't wait to see you guys. Oh, I got to call you back. I think I got another trick-or-treater.
Ooh, I paused it, Kevin.
You paused it.
You want me to let it run?
She goes and opens the door to Jay. Let's hear it.
The holidays are almost here. Fa la 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 la. Time for movies full of cheer. Fa la 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 la.
She slams the door. Uh oh. It's almost that time.
It is.
Aw.
This is playing with my emotions.
Aw.
What's going on?
There's just all the people who are starring in this new Christmas movie.
There's a bunch of Christmas movies, Jay. That's what it's all about. Lindsay Lohan is letting you know that Netflix is announcing all of their trailers for upcoming holiday films. A full preview for Meet Me Next Christmas, starring Christina Milian and Duvall Ellis.
Yeah, I see.
That comes out today.
There's like five of them. Oh. There's like five movies, it looks like, Kev, maybe? Something like that?
Are you ready for this one? Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty premieres tomorrow.
What a deal.
And then on Thursday, Netflix will release The Merry Gentleman.
Okay, yeah.
Starring Britt Robertson and Chad Michael Murray. Chad Michael Murray, you sound like a Christmas movie guy. How good looking is he, I bet?
Yeah. Well, it shows it. He looks pretty good looking.
And then the trailer for Lindsay Lohan's Our Little Secret will premiere on Friday. Now, the movies are not going to be on yet, but they're just releasing all the trailers,
yeah,
getting you in the mood for Christmas.
Yeah, I see. I'm looking at it now.
Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Trailer Tuesday, trailer Wednesday of Hot Frosty.
Yep.
Trailer
you got a
Thursday.
Hot Frosty.
The Merry Gentleman. It looks like they're strippers. And then this one's trailer Friday. Yeah.
Oh, the Merry Gentlemen are
Chippendales. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Interesting Christmas movie.
So wait, is Lindsay Lohan in any of these movies?
Or she's in the one on Friday. Yeah.
Oh, our Little Secret.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That will be the premiere or the trailer premiere on Friday.
Oh, Britt Robertson's in one of them.
Britt Robertson. Yeah, I said that, and I don't know who that is.
What's the last?
She's starring with Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah, she was in what was the movie she was in with? She was in a movie with Tim McGraw. She was. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Lucky.
She was in Tomorrowland. Robinson. Let's see. What else was she in? What was the one that she was in a long time ago?
Wasn't she in like a scary movie?
The Space Between Us. Ask Me Anything.
I might be thinking of a different person.
Could be. Yeah, I think you'd recognize her, Kevin. Yeah, The Rookie. She's in that. She's in a TV show. So there you go. I guess it's that time. Warren will be more excited than any person I've ever met because he loves Christmas movies. Now, I don't know if he has Netflix.
Yeah, he's more of a Hallmark guy, right?
Definitely more of an anti-Hallmark guy.
Oh, anti-Hallmark.
So I don't know if it's just Hallmark Christmas movies he's against or all Christmas movies he's against. Actually, you know what? We should ask him that. Because, I mean, there is kind of a difference. Don't you feel? Like the Hallmark Christmas movies, they're kind of all... I'll say similar.
Aren't there Hallmark movies on Netflix, though?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
I thought maybe I've seen, like a Hot Frosty or something.
Hot Frosty?
Was that what it was called?
I think that's an original, actually.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I got it. Dear Jay and Kevin.
Thank you.
My coworker keeps coming back to the show late.
This seems awfully specific.
Oftentimes, he seems angry or upset or frustrated.
Kevin James.
I'm not sure what I should do about it. Please keep my name off of this one. Thanks.
More
Steve.
Commercials.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kev.
I'll try again here. My wife is a huge GU fan and an alumni. Her birthday is in early November. So I decided it would be a great gift to get some tickets for the Baylor game at the arena. I wanted good seats, so I ended up spent about $400 per seat, plus fees, etc. I've never spent that much before, but it's her 40th birthday, so it seems right. Well, then I heard her going off to a friend the other day about how expensive the tickets are for the games and that, you know, she's like, it's just so dumb. I would never pay that amount to go to a game when I can sit at home and watch it on TV. Now I'm starting to doubt that this is a good gift. Should I sell these tickets and do something different for her birthday or keep them and just hope for the best?
All right. The studio line is 509-441-0999 to call or text. Of course, you can always comment on our Facebook page. Immediately off the text line, keep them. You did well. Followed by just go to the game and enjoy it. She'll love it. I mean, it's not a bad... You know, I mean, the answer, I think, is... It's a special occasion.
It is.
I mean, I feel like, you know, it's one of those deals. Yeah, if you if you're just doing it all the time, well, then, yeah, there's probably a lot to pay. But it's like your 40th birthday. You only have this once. You're a big fan. I'm a big fan. It's a very special occasion. She's not going to be mad at that, is she?
No, and I think you just have to go into it saying, you know, these are a gift for you, for your 40. Never discuss how much they were. Like, they should never be brought up, right?
Like, yeah, that's the tricky
don't
one.
Don't worry about that part.
That is a little tricky for, you know, for married people. If you have the type of relationship that you normally talk about how expensive stuff is or how much money you're going to spend. So, you know, because you're always like, yeah, you never ask how much you spend on a gift. But sometimes married people will go, what? That was way too much. Why'd you spend that for my birthday or whatever the situation is? And then, so it does make it a little bit trickier. But, yeah, I think you're right, Kev. You don't tell them how much you spent on a gift.
Yeah. Roberta says maybe give her the tickets early. If she doesn't like them, has a problem with it, then maybe you'll be able to resell them and go on a trip or do something else.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, I could make more money.
You know, you're hearing a lot more of this. My hubby and I are also alumni and have agreed that GU is pricing itself out of the local market. I mean, it's definitely a lot of the people who have had tickets, it's harder and harder to get the tickets. It's just getting to be bigger business.
Yeah, I don't know if it's harder to get, but it's harder to afford, certainly, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just as hard to get them, but I do think it is harder to afford them for some people who, obviously, they just increase the prices. I mean, it's not going to be the same price forever. And, you know, anytime somebody
At the kennel.
Yeah. Anytime somebody gets a major price increase, that's going to happen. And these are at the arena, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is, I mean, I think I looked at the tickets originally to see how much they were, and I want to say there were some tickets that were like $60, and then like maybe it jumped to more like $90, something like that. I mean, again, it's an arena game, so there's a lot more seats and a lot different options.
Correct, but, yeah.
Yeah, if you want, you know, good seats, I did see that like the court side, like you're sitting on the court, you're going to be on the camera the whole time, they were like $1,000.
No, they're not sold out yet, right?
No, I don't think so. It was,
let me look real quick.
I think it was close, but I think they're still available.
Yeah, I just saw something on Facebook yesterday that was like, hey, we still have limited seats available.
It says off of, and this is off the original ticket vendor. This is off Tickets West. It does say almost gone. And now I don't know if that's one of those where you like go online to try to get an airline ticket or rent a hotel room and they're like, three left. And it says three left for like 3 years. You know, I don't know if it's that kind. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they're going fast, and the problem is I'm sure third party websites bought them, and that's what stinks. Although I did notice that they were doing the delayed delivery of tickets, which is the, you know, we will not give you your tickets until close to the show.
Is that so you can't resell?
So that they can prevent some of the resale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's such a bummer. You know who could help us on this? Jalen Suggs, former Gonzaga Bulldog.
Right.
And Corey Kispert, former Gonzaga Bulldog. They played together.
They
played for the national championship. They lost. But they did a lot of other cool things over those years here at GU. They both had a good day yesterday. I don't know if you saw that. Jalen Suggs signed a 5-year deal for $154 million.
That's nice. Yep. Very nice.
And Corey Kispert, our little boy from Washington State, you know, a little 2A basketball player.
Right.
Kid that I, you know, coached against back in the day.
Oh, man. Those were the days.
And
huh?
I said, that kid's a problem. Turns out I was right.
Yeah.
He is a problem. He just signed a deal for 4 years for $55 million or something like that.
Huh.
So maybe we could just text Corey or Jalen and say, brah.
Yeah, how about some tickets, huh?
How about some tickets?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Always tap into people you don't know. Get you some tickets.
Oh, I know Corey. We're friends.
Oh, yeah. No, I meant other people.
Oh! Yeah, I'll text for you.
Oh, wow. You'll be the third party ticket.
Yeah.
You're like the guy in the middle there. You're like Vivid Seats.
This is going to end well.
Right.
Certainly will. Tickets still available, by the way, between $88 and $1,003. I'm checking out
1003.
Right.
That's the court side.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one I looked at. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get those.
I'm checking out right now for $253.50.
Would it be weird to go courtside by yourself? Like, hey, I can't afford two tickets, but I can afford one. And you just get one. Chances are you're just going to be there by yourself. Maybe an empty seat next to you because nobody's like, what the heck? Why is there...
Well, maybe there would be a group of three that could then go.
Possibly.
Yeah, that would three, be five, your only... seven.
Yeah, all the odd numbers, I guess, would make it... I like the Corey Kispert buying my tickets better. Thank you, Kevin.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yep, that should do it. Our TV friends should be here from downstairs. Not quite sure who all is coming up. Do we know for sure, Steve? We don't, do we?
At least Robin and Natalie, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Well, whatever. If Hannah comes up or if Allison made it back from her remote shoot today, whatever the case might be, we'll take whoever we got. We'll talk to them here in just a few minutes. And then I think we're going to play a game here also. But right now, we got a different sort of game to play. We got the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot. Gave away some money yesterday. Heather.
Yes.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. What's going on with you? Anything we should know about?
No, just getting ready for work.
How's that going?
Great. It'd be even better if I win today.
Yeah, there we go.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, let's see if we can add you to the winner. Did you hear the winner yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, that was very exciting. Surprised everybody, and I like that. Those are my favorite kinds of surprises, is giving away money that's not mine.
I agree.
Well, let's play. Here are the hints. There are no, don't worry about the pennies. Don't worry about the cents. It's round figures only, dollar figures only. And we know that the jackpot is more than $301.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
So, Heather, if you guess it right, you're going to win that amount of money. What is your guess? It's more than
$301. $344
is her guess.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
That would be very exciting to have them basically back-to-back for the morning show. Is it $344?
$311.
Oh.
Oh, geez. Tight wad.
What was it? Wow, really?
It went up $10?
Yeah, the random generator sometimes is a little too squeezy on those. Yes. But that's all right. Well, you know what? Here's the good news. It's going to go up even higher, and you get a chance to play at 9:30. Heather, you can play as many times as you want, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it.
Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
Yeah, and we play again at 9:30. Little entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. We'll see if the ladies from TV show up here and during this break or not. Here's the thing with the TV people. Sometimes there's news, and they have to deal with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean... stuff more important than us, clearly.
I mean,
well, according to the people, you know, downstairs.
Exactly, yeah.
They don't know. By the way, Jay, did you see that Twister, the movie Twisters, is going to be on Peacock now?
Okay, good, yeah, so I can finally watch it.
Yes, exactly. That was one that we talked about. That we're like,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'll just wait till it's on TV. It will be November 15th.
Oh, good. Well, I don't have to wait that long then. Nice.
Yeah, that's when it starts.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
By the way, as we get prepared for November 10th and the return of Yellowstone.
Yes.
Are you doing anything to prep for that?
I watched some Yellowstone on the plane on whatever day I was flying over the weekend. I watched a couple episodes, and then it made me excited. And
yes.
There's a little bit of... angst in my soul because I really want it to end. You know, I don't necessarily care who ends up not being in the show. You know, I just want it to be really well written and I know they'll act well. I just want a great plot line. Even if I'm right. Like, how could they kill off so and so? You know, there's a possibility that one of your favorite characters could be gone at some point.
Absolutely.
But I just want it to be so good because I really, really enjoyed it. And then I got so mad at them And then I was just frustrated. Then I didn't even care if it came back. But now that I know
exactly.
it's coming back,
I
want it to be great. Yeah.
And now that it's here, yeah, I'm with you. Now that it's here, you're like, okay, I do want it to be good. I do like the show. But I don't remember one storyline right now. I have to go back
have
and
you thought
see if
about
I can...
binge-watching, like, at least the last, or maybe, you know, the first half? Because season five, again, is in half. So they did the first half of season five, and then this is supposedly the second half of season five.
Oh, that's
five.
Right. This is the second. So maybe that's it. Maybe you just need to watch the first half of season five again.
I think that's...
Just to catch up where you're at.
Yeah, I think that's a minimum, Kev. I think that is a definite minimum to remember where everybody was in the series. Because what's it been, 2 years? Two and a half, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's right? been over 2 years, I think. It's dumb, and it's unfortunate.
It really is.
You know what? I remember where I was at. I was at the part where Beth was being crazy.
Okay, yeah, I remember that part, too. And Rip was cool.
Oh, and he was beating people up.
Yep, yep. And John was injured
random movie
and sort of sad.
Yes, he was. I just saw a movie that Cole Hauser was in, the man who plays Rip.
Whoa.
And it was just one of those weird ones where I was flipping through or whatever, and I'm like, who is that guy?
That's crazy.
Because he looks so different when he doesn't have the beard, you know,
Very.
And he's not dressed as Rip.
Yep.
And you're just like, wait, who is? I know that guy. And it was Cole Hauser. I wish I remembered what the movie was.
That's crazy.
Randy's second cousin.
Well, speaking of that, by the way, the last episode of Yellowstone aired on January 1st of 2023. Speaking of Randy Hauser, did you see the video that he posted yesterday on his social medias?
No.
Of his son singing?
Was it good?
Oh, it's so great. I mean, if you
his son's pretty young, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He's probably... I want to say 5 or 6.
Okay, yeah.
And he's singing at Red Rocks, and it's just the whole thing is Randy's singing, his son is singing. It just, man, talk about heartwarming where you're like, dude, your son's like 5 and just was singing in front of thousands and thousands of people. I mean, the look on Randy Hauser's face.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's just, you can kind of feel how he feels. But you can't feel how he feels because you're not Randy Hauser and your son's not singing at Red Rocks.
Right. But you can get that father pride.
Oh,
just that
man.
Feeling of,
can you ever?
This is a cool moment.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Anyway, I suggest you check it out. I'd play a little bit of the singing, but the singing's, you know, it's mediocre, but that's really not the story. The story is the fact that it's insane that his son is doing that. So, yeah, because apparently his dad had sang there, and then he sang there. So that's a whole thing. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the ladies from KXOY4. Hold on.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It was Steve Hawk, our friend, producer Steve, and Jim and I were standing there having a conversation, and I don't even really know what it was all about, but he was like, hey, give him the old Missouri Soup Bone.
Kevin James.
At which point I said, all right, have a good day, fellas.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, guess what? Uh-oh, do we lose Kevin?
Probably.
Kevin. Oh, he's back! Oh, he's back! He's back! Guys, you cannot keep him down. Cannot.
You can try.
Robin and Natalie are standing in the studio, and they wanted to say, well, I don't know if they wanted to say hi. Maybe I'm putting words in your mouth.
No, I'll say hi to Kevin. Hi,
okay.
Kevin.
Hello, Natalie. How about Robin?
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Oh, thank God. Uh-huh. Teased you. They're just here to play a game, hang out, see how things are.
Yeah. Checking in.
Yeah.
Checking on Jay. He's lonely in here.
I know.
He's
in the
other room.
Studio all
I know,
to myself.
Poor fella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do. It's weird, though. You know, when Kevin's not here, when he's working from home, I do things differently. Like I crank the music louder. Mm. And then I've noticed that and I don't know if Steve noticed this, but I tend to dance around the control room a little more.
Oh, I noticed.
Interesting.
I'm like, I don't know. It's like when you're singing in your car and you don't think people can see you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's two windows on either side and there's a window in the door and I'm in here just all, And Steve's looking at me like, okay.
Steve, you got to get video of this. You're missing opportunity.
I'm working on it. Now I got it.
Are you
it,
trying to say that Kevin brings you down a little bit?
No. No, it's just, you know, usually we're talking and there's like, well, it's harder when he's at home. So I'm just dancing around. I don't know. It's weird. Do you guys ever dance in the studio?
I feel like I stand up and walk around. Yeah.
Who's the most likely of you guys to maybe like dance and act.
Mark.
Well, I mean, now that I've said the question.
Peterson?
It seemed like a really, really obvious answer there.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
No, I meant of the normal people.
Oh, probably me.
Okay, yeah. All right, good. I mean, Mark's always...
Although Natalie sings a lot.
That's really?
Yeah, I get songs stuck in my head a lot. I get earworms.
Do you have a wonderful singing voice?
I don't think so.
Doesn't matter.
I was in choir, but...
Oh, wow. Steve, you were in choir, were you not?
Fakely, yes.
Oh, that's right. He keeps saying he was in choir, but never really sang.
Oh, just mouthed it?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like, that's the worst guy to have in choir, because you're going, Steve, are you helping us?
Oh, no, I was singing, just not... maybe not right.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow. Does that mean we did have the words wrong or the tune wrong?
A little bit of both.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Again, I don't know why you were in choir if you're trying.
I don't really know either.
Really funny.
Meet people. What else is going on with you guys? Anything exciting?
No, nothing crazy. I feel like this is kind of a chill couple of weeks.
A little lull.
Yeah.
Do we have Halloween costumes planned out?
Ooh.
Will you be doing anything that will need a Halloween costume?
Robin, do you have anything for Halloween?
I do not. I was invited to a couple parties, but I'm going to be gone this weekend.
So
I'm kind of like out. And then, of course, Halloween night, you know, we work early the next morning.
No.
So I'm a bummer.
Tough
I'm
Thursday night, yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to a Chiefs game the night before Halloween.
Okay.
I don't think it's like a dress. Maybe people will be in costume. But
oh, you should be.
Yeah, I think they probably
maybe
will.
Maybe we'll have to find some costumes.
Yeah.
Like that, but
yeah.
Nothing crazy, no.
We got to figure out, what that's one of the things that we've kind of thought, like if we were ever to run for office, that Halloween should always be on a weekend. We got to figure out how to keep it.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Please do that. Let that be your key platform.
That's one of our platforms.
You're going to run on.
You get that, you get the day after the Super Bowl off, because I mean, it's Sunday, it's kind of late. I mean, we don't need to be working on that day.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll let you know. Here first.
We'll let you know how that goes, guys.
So I want to be Robin Nance, because...
What?
Robin
as
Nance
a costume
like,
or as a person?
Yeah,
or both?
That's
no,
terrifying.
Not as a costume.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think I can pull that off.
What would that even look like?
What I'm thinking is,
oh, gosh.
Robin just casually said, you know, I was invited to a few parties. I'm going to be out of town.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm not
going to
be out of town.
Snooty,
we're invited to a party.
Just kind of a humble flex there. You know, you're like,
well, I did a couple parties.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got so many parties to go to, but I'm going to be out of town.
Okay, you're right. You're right. That was a jerk.
It was a jerk move. It was totally fine.
No, I love it.
I just think that I have... You know, I could if I wanted. I have friends. I
promise I have friends.
I do.
I wish we were on TV right now. That body language that you just had was incredible.
Oh my gosh.
It was like the little kid shy. Well, yeah. I have friends and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, too funny. Oh my gosh. Guys, you want to play a little game here?
Let's do it.
Robin, you can either have Kevin or me as a teammate.
Oh, no, don't make me choose.
Well, you just want to do rock, paper, scissors?
Don't make me choose.
All right, you two do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Whoever wins.
One, two, three.
Shoot. Okay.
Natalie won.
Natalie, what do you want for your teammate?
Kevin, you want to be my partner?
Sure.
Okay, Natalie, you can have these cards right here, and you have to give the clues to Kevin.
Okay.
All right, and I'll give you 60 seconds on the clock. You can describe whatever's on that card in as many words as you need, and then Kevin, if you get the right answer, just tell Kev, because, you know, then he'll move on to the next one.
Okay.
And I'll keep score. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds, and go.
They are the things that are falling off of trees right now.
Leaves.
And when you are out at a bonfire, you're eating these.
S'mores?
Yes. He's really good at basketball, and he has a son.
LeBron James.
Yes, there you go. Nice. During the fall times, you go here to get things that you carve into jack-o'-lanterns.
Pumpkin patch?
Yes.
Very good.
This is an animal in Australia that keeps its baby in its front pouch.
Kangaroo.
Aww.
This is what you put out at the end of your driveway on Wednesdays for me.
Garbage.
Yes. And then you eat these when you... It's another kind of fall-inspired thing. There's sometimes caramel on them or other things.
Oh, caramel. Carameled apple?
No, another name for that.
Oh, no.
Starts with a C.
Pass. Let's pass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then these are where royal people live when they're a lot of money and they're usually
castle?
Very pretty. Yes. It's a movie about a lady who likes to... Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you
very
did
good.
That was good. That was well good. Done.
Not bad.
I'm
not
impressed.
Bad.
Was that 8 or 9, Natalie? Did you see what you had there? Robin, do you want to give or receive these clues?
I didn't bring my glasses.
Okay.
So,
okay. All right. All right. We can do that.
You'd have to hold them. And yeah, right. See the answer.
From over here.
So sad.
It was seven.
Seven. Okay. Ooh, very good. All right, Robin, we got 60 seconds.
Yeah,
are you
we
ready?
Got this. Okay.
All right. Here we go. You get this in school. It tells you how your grades are.
Your report card.
Yeah. Okay. It goes ribbit.
Frog. Okay. Toad.
Yep. This is where the smoke goes out of your fireplace.
To the chimney.
Yes, all right, that's correct. Ooh, this is a game, it's a gambling game, and you can do
poker.
Five card. Yep, there you go. This one is, it goes in the field to keep, like, crows and stuff away.
A scarecrow.
Yeah. We use this to...
Questionable, okay.
Cut down a tree.
Chainsaw.
Mm-hmm. This is, like, the Atlantic and the Pacific.
Ocean.
This is a frozen treat, it comes on a stick.
Popsicle.
Yes. Wow. This is he used to work in the morning. He's an anchor. Now he works at night. And on your station.
Oh, on our station. Yeah. Oh, Derek Dice.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, what's a trick? Okay.
This is like this is a streaming service.
Netflix, Hulu.
Hulu is correct, yes. Oh, it's a country that's shaped like a boot.
Italy.
Okay. This is the, it's coming up on the 31st.
Oh.
Oh, dang it. Let's see how we did there, Robin. I mean, I just want to
celebrate. Like
you guys won. I just want to celebrate our championship.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll have to penalize you.
For the scarecrow.
What did I say?
I think, yeah.
Because you said crow. Yeah.
So does that disqualify
them? Yeah. It cancels out that.
It's not an overall disqualification. Okay.
Yeah, Steve, okay. You're pretty harsh there. Like, what was that?
Rules.
Just jokes, man.
Yeah.
Come on. I do appreciate it. Thank you for not making fun of my handwriting. So
yeah.
Appreciate that.
Nine, Robin. Woo-hoo! Nine, Robin.
Nailed it.
Nine.
It's okay.
All right. I know you guys got to go because you got a news break.
We do.
You guys can tune on Channel 4 and see the ladies in about 120 seconds.
Yeah, see our matching outfits.
They look great.
We didn't plan for.
You actually didn't plan it, and they look that great together.
I know. Look at us
it
go.
It just happens. It happens.
Yeah.
All right, thank you guys.
Hey,
appreciate
thanks
it.
For us
yep, Robin
thanks.
And Natalie from Channel 4 tune them in. And literally now, guys, don't run because.
You might fall.
The stairs are scary.
Goodbye.
They're literally flying. I said, oh, we'll have you guys out by 52. It's 53:34.
Close enough.
That's what you tell them when you come late on the news. Close enough.
Yeah.
That's fine.